cares about Jesse and Paul?
No, it's not that at all.
Sure.
By the time we get, you know, 10 minutes into it. Jesse's like usually 3 minutes late. Paul, you never know. So we'll do introductions. I'm Chuck Adams, the chair.
Joseph Chichester, Health Services.
Jen Cust, Council Staff.
David Jordan, Council Staff.
Kevin Hutchcock, Executive Health Services.
Mike Travis, Council Member.
Short group. Let's look at the agenda. Anybody want any changes? Move it around. Not, we'll approve it by consensus. Let's look at the draft minutes from Tuesday, July 9th. We can come earlier in the month. Any questions, changes? If not, we'll approve that by consensus. Announcements. Any announcements?
Yeah.
This is for you guys.
Have any announcements? I'm jumping in.
Good. You ready for my announcements then?
Yeah, we're ready for announcements.
Okay. I have announcements.
Yay.
So the Ryan White Part A grant application is due Monday, September 30th. We normally like to turn it in a day or two before because we've had experience in many years ago of turning things in at the last minute and just some kind of electronic disaster happening, and we just always want to avoid being in a situation. So our plan is to submit the Ryan White Part A grant application on Friday, the 27th, which is the day of the summit. So part of the plan describes our reductions process and our prioritization of categories. So what we are going to do, I want to be as transparent, Jesse, with this as possible, is that Mark is going to do the polling, the survey, to get the priorities, service category priority orders, so that they'll be finalized a couple of days before. So I will have, and we discussed this at the co-chairs meeting, so we're kind of creating a contingency plan so that we can adopt everything that's at the council on Friday and still submit it at the end of the day on Friday. So we'll have our budgets and everything created to reflect the service categories that are decided in the survey and from last year. Usually what happens at the summit, one way or the other, is either the new survey results are not adopted and the previous years remain, or the new year is adopted. And then there's a third scenario where one thing may move up or move around, but not everything moves around. So that way we'll be ready to adopt and adapt and make those changes and submit. And then the other thing is the reduction scenario. So you'll have that models coming through the September committee meetings. So we'll have that described and ready to go, and then how it's voted on and submitted, accepted by the summit, we'll make that adjustment if we need to or not, and then we're ready to go. But I just wanted to let you all know, because at the summit last year, it was the same thing, because last year the summit was in October, the second week of October, I think, and that was when the thing was due, and so we moved it up this year a bit, and Hearst also moved up in the Part A. We never know until they announce it. So that's the plan. I just wanted to put that out there, and I'll go over this at steering and at the full council as well, but presenting it here. And then we're presenting on Aries data shortly, and I will have to leave after they're done, but I wanted to be here to make that announcement and to hear feedback from the Aries presentation from Florida. And the NOFO for the HRSA part of the funding of the ending the HIV epidemic just hit today, and we're still reading it and figuring out the details. So we have three grant applications that are due at the same time, the Part A, regular grant, this new notice of funding for the ending the HIV epidemic, and the Part B supplemental funding that we apply for every year for the last 4 or 5 years. So we're going to be a little Busy and stressed. My eye. That's all I know.
Yeah. Good luck.
Thank you.
Godspeed.
Any other announcements? All right, any public comment? So we'll jump right in. Harry's report.
So what you have in front of you is a rough draft of our given presentation in about 2 weeks. Just to let you guys know, at the given moment, we're still waiting for Marin County's data. And so you'll see that this is a complete rough draft and some missing demographic and numbers on this report. Essentially, it's very similar to years past. We look at the data from March through February 28th of 2018 to 2019, and we look at all Ryan White funds with general fund as well. We're still awaiting, if you're on page 3 and 4, that just gives you the notes on the data. Also, on page 4, it just re-emphasize that new in Aries is not necessarily newly diagnosed, but rather new to our system, our units of services and our agencies that provide San Francisco funds. We're still awaiting to get the EMA on page 5. We're awaiting to get the total EMA living with HIV. I think I should stop, actually. Do you guys want to just kind of review each page and then I can go over it a little bit more? Or what would you guys like to do, however it would be best?
I think it might be good if you were to go through the presentation as if you were presenting it to the council, and we would probably ask for no questions or anything until you're done, and that way we can get a sense of how the presentation is going, and then you can sort of say maybe less, maybe more, right on.
Okay.
Would that work?
That sounds good. So we'll start from the same
that's
top.
That's my suggestion.
Okay, that's great. That sounds good? All right. So we'll start off with page 2. About 400 active users in San Francisco that have access to Aries, and that's across our community-based organizations that are all funded through General Fund and Ryan White and any fund sources that comes directly from our office. Maria and I are the only ones who provide on-site training, and we also provide a classroom training, and we do those trainings twice a month. They're usually always on Wednesday mornings, just FYI, if you're aware. Anyone that takes the class has to go through an actual test. Everyone has to pass the test. It's a 20-question test. We used to do a 10-question test, and Joseph Chechere made the recommendation of making it a little bit more, I wouldn't say harder, but just a little more thorough. Obviously, we pull the RSR for our providers, anyone who provides Ryan White funding, we provide that, with the exception of Ryan White Part B and Part B. But if they have Ryan White Part A, we run it on their behalf. We just pull all the data. We currently have 6 providers that are importing their Aries data. And one of the changes we made last year, which is we've continued to do it, is now the helpline, the San Francisco Aries helpline, is available 5 days a week. The reporting period, as I mentioned earlier, we're looking at March through February. Again, all Ryan White funds and general fund as well. This report is actually based off of data from last week. We pulled all the data last week. And the total unduplicated client count across all EMAs is 7,144 that are currently being served under those fund sources. Some notes you should also be aware of is this is all client self-identification. It's for most of the data fields. Again, new in Aries is considered new to the Ryan White services for the new fiscal contract year, not newly diagnosed. And unknown is an available option for our providers in ARIES, and it means that they attempted to collect the data, but the client didn't know or was unable to provide that information. And it could also, so that you're aware, we left the unknowns blank in our graphs and charts for comparative analysis. Yes.
So new, though, still refers to first time appearing in the ARIES database.
Correct, and then for our agent, for our agencies that are funded through our office.
Oh, and one thing is, primary care questions are not based on client self-report, which is basically the heart and viral load, which you'll see at the end of the report. Those have to come from a medical record.
So we're on page 5. We're waiting to get the total EMA living with HIV. We get that number from EPI. The total, again, for ARIES is 7,144. And we do have the ARIES total EMA primary care. We just didn't input that information. Again, the eligibility criteria for Ryan White, people living with HIV who are low income, uninsured, or underinsured. And obviously, Ryan White are the funds for payer of the last resort. We were just trying to verify the income eligibility and verifying the current FPL. We don't know if that changed or not, and so we left it blank. If you notice, we have question marks there. We're still awaiting to get that information defined by the Department of Health and Human Services. And then some services are available.
I think
available.
We might have that for you. We did our eligibility criteria earlier this year. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
And then we voted on it at the May or June meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And obviously some services are available to family members of people living with HIV and AIDS for effective services. Some brief EMA facts, or factoids, as we mentioned on this page. Again, the unduplicated client count, 7,144, 651. Yeah, we're missing a bullet point here. 651 served in the EMA that are new to ARIES, 28 clients, or 0.39% of our clients, have passed. And right now we're still pending the shared clients across EMA because we're awaiting Marin's data. So you'll notice the next bullet is Marin. We're awaiting Marin. Out of the total EMA, 6,494 are served in San Francisco, which is 91% of the total EMA. 584 are new in ARIES, and 24 clients are deceased. In San Mateo County, it's 562, or 7.9% total of our EMA, for the unduplicated client count. 60 clients were new in ARIES, and 4 of our clients passed away during that year. So the top bar you'll see on page 8 demonstrates the current gender for total EMA, and down below are the pie graphs that demonstrate the per EMA.
Per county.
Per county, I'm sorry. Thank you. so that you're aware, we removed clients who identify as any other gender than female, male, or transgender, and we just...
Because it was such a small N, we didn't want to...
Correct. So our total for females is 787, which is 11% of the total male as well. It's 84.6%, which is still our highest percentage, and transgender clients, which make up 3.8%.
Correct.
And down below are the totals for our current gender in San Francisco. Out of the total clients, it's the 6,494. This is their breakdown of their gender population, male, female, trans, and unknown. San Mateo. We left out the unknown. Oh, we were supposed to take out the unknown.
That's right.
Yeah, sorry. I apologize.
Is that the orange?
No.
just point one.
It was just point one.
Let me I'm checking at these colors. I'm looking at the wrong page.
Oh, okay. And San Mateo, again, the biggest trend we see is that still a heavily male population, and Marin, we're still awaiting the numbers.
But they have a higher percentage of females than San Francisco.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take over?
Okay. So the EMA by current gender, the next page is the